Welcome to D10B College. Today we're tightening an Amen validation with macro controls in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take a solid break and make it behave like a real performance tool, not a static loop, not something that just repeats and hopes for the best. We want a break that can get tighter, darker, dirtier, or more animated with just a couple of smart moves. That matters in drum and bass because the Amen is such a strong identity sound. It already has swing, attitude, and history built into it. But if you leave it untouched for too long, it can start to feel repetitive, especially in rollers, jungle updates, darker liquid, or halftime to D10B hybrids. So the mission here is not to rebuild the Amen from scratch. It's to shape it so it reacts to the arrangement. Start with a clean Amen validation on an audio track. Make sure it's trimmed to a clean 1-bar or 2-bar loop. If the source is messy, use warp just enough to lock it in, but don't iron out the feel. That original pocket is part of the magic. If there's extra room tone or tail hanging off the end, cut it so the key hits land cleanly. And if you can, duplicate the track right away. Keep one dry reference and one processed version. That makes it easier to hear, whether you're improving the break or just making it louder. What to listen for right away is the snare. The snare is the anchor. If the loop already feels flat before you touch anything, don't try to rescue it with processing. Choose a better chop or a better variation. Strong source in, strong result out. That's how you keep the groove honest. Now drop an audio effect rack on the break. This is where the macro control becomes musical. Inside the rack, build a simple chain with stock devices. EQ8, drum bus or saturator, auto filter, utility, and optionally a tiny amount of echo or reverb if you want a transitional tail. The point is not to load the break up with effects. The point is to give yourself a few high-value controls that can move the break between useful states. Why this works in D10B is because the arrangement moves fast. Every 8 or 16 bars, the drums may need to shift roll. Sometimes the break needs to be tight and focused under busy bass. Sometimes it needs to be darker and narrower for tension. Sometimes it needs a little extra grime for a fill or a drop switch. A rack lets you do that from one place, without diving into a bunch of separate devices every time. Let's build the first macro. Map macro 1 to snap. This should tighten the break without killing its character. A good starting move is a small boost to drum bus transients, a moderate amount of saturator drive, and maybe a gentle presence lift somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz if the snare needs more crack. Keep it subtle. You want the Amen to feel more immediate, not turned into a modern sample pack loop. What to listen for here is clarity. The snare should hit a little harder. The ghost notes should read more clearly against the bass line. The hats should tick through the mix with a bit more definition. If the break starts sounding papery or brittle, back off the brightness before you remove drive. A lot of harshness comes from too much top end, not just too much saturation. Good ears here will save you a lot of pain later. Next, map macro 2 to weight. This is about body, not sub. Add a little EQ body around 120, to 220 Hz if the source is thin. You can add a touch of saturator drive for harmonic thickness, and if the loop has a useless rumble, high pass it gently around 30 to 40 Hz. Be careful not to push this too far. In drum and bass, if the break starts living in the sub lane, it will fight the kick and bass immediately. The thing to remember is this. Body should make the break feel fuller in the chest, not heavier at the bottom. If the low end starts swelling between the snare hits, you've gone too far. Pull it back and let the bass own the bottom. What to listen for now is separation. When weight comes up, the break should feel thicker and more in the room, but the kick and sub should still stay cleanly defined. That's the difference between a strong drum part and a muddy one. Now for macro 3. Make this your darkness control. This is where the Amen gets a second emotional state. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Maybe some very subtle reverb or echo for atmosphere, and possibly a little utility width if you want the darker state to feel narrower. You can go two ways here. You can make it narrow and hollow for tension, or a bit wider and airier if you want the break to breathe before the drop. In darker rollers, the narrow version often wins because it clears space for the bass and makes the snare feel more focused. In jungle, a slightly wider dark state can feel like the break is opening up into the drop. Either way, this is not just sound design. This is arrangement thinking. You're giving the break a role. And here is a useful habit. Compare three states while the bass is playing. Dry reference, macro shifted, and macro shifted plus the full arrangement. If the processed version sounds exciting solo but weaker once the sub comes in, it's probably too broad, too bright, or too busy. That's the trap. Better solo does not always mean better track. Now add one more macro for motion. Keep this one reserved for fills or transition moments only. Call it fill or motion. Use it sparingly, maybe just on the last half bar or final bar before a drop, a tiny bit of filter resonance, a short echo tail, a brief reverb hit, or a small rise in saturation can all work here. You could even use beat repeat if it's extremely controlled, but only if it serves the arrangement. The key is to avoid turning the whole amen into glitch soup. If you automate that macro across the whole loop, it starts sounding like a demo of a plugin. If you use it right before a downbeat, it becomes a proper tension cue. Small move, big impact. Now tighten the groove itself. This is where a lot of people stop too early, but the phrase still has to sit properly. Check the break against the kick and the bass. If the snare feels late, nudge the clip a few milliseconds earlier. If the ghost notes feel rushed, leave them alone. Those pushes are part of the amen character. And if your bass line has fast offbeat movement, simplify the break variation in those bars so the syncopation stays readable. What to listen for here is the relationship between the drums and the bass, not just the break in isolation. A break can sound huge on its own and still ruin the groove once the low end comes in. The goal is a variation that supports the bass line's phrasing and keeps the downbeat strong. Now automate the macros across readable phrases. Don't just move them randomly. A good starting shape is tighter and drier in the first four bars, then a gradual shift darker or more animated in the next four, and then a quick fill spike right before the drop or phrase change. That gives you movement without needing a brand new break every section. In a second drop evolution, you can flip that idea. Start darker and narrower, then open the snap a little more, then hit the fill macro on the final bar. That kind of contrast keeps the tune progressing. It's one of the cleanest ways to make a track feel arranged instead of looped. And if one of the states starts feeling perfect, don't be afraid to commit it to auto. Resample it or bounce it down and keep going. That is especially smart if the darker or dirtier version is the one that really works. Printing the break lets you chop it further, turn it into a fill, or make a call and response phrase. Save it with a functional name, like dark bridge, tight main, or fill hit. That simple habit makes sessions way easier to navigate later. A really strong way to use this in the track is as call and response. Let the main amen carry the first part of the phrase, then bring in your macro-shaped variation for the answer, then strip things back or filter them for the next scene change. That keeps the arrangement alive, and it gives the DJ clear phrasing landmarks too. Jungle and DnB really benefit from that. The listener feels evolution, not repetition. A few mistakes to avoid here. Don't overdrive the break until the snare turns crunchy and flat. Don't boost too much low end and crowd the kick and sub. Don't widen the whole break, especially the low frequencies. And don't automate five different ideas at once. One macro should do one job. Snap. Wait. Darkness. Fill. Keep it clean. Also, keep checking the track in full context. Solo is useful for setup, but the real test is always break plus kick plus bass. If the variation still feels musical there, you're in the right zone. For darker and heavier DnB, there are a few extra things that really help. Keep the snare as the reference point. Use movement in the mids, not the sub. Narrow the break before the drop, then open it slightly after impact if you want a bigger feeling without a huge riser. And if the amen feels too polite, a little harmonic density often works better than more volume. Small saturation can bring ghost notes forward in a very natural way. If you want the break to feel nastier, try a short dip in filter cutoff or a quick rise in resonance right before the downbeat, then snap it back. That inhale-exhale motion creates tension without smearing the transient. It's a small move, but in DnB, small moves can hit huge. So here's the core idea. A strong amen variation is not about adding more and more processing. It's about giving the break a few controlled states that serve the track. One tighter, one darker, one more animated for the transition. Keep the snare identity intact. Keep the low end disciplined. Automate across real bar phrases. And commit to audio when the best version becomes obvious. If it still sounds like the same drummer, but the mood changes clearly when you touch the macros, that's the sweet spot. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one amen rack with three useful states using only stock Ableton devices and no more than four macros. Make one version tighter, one darker, and one reserved for a fill or transition. Keep the low end centered, print your best dark or transition state to audio, and drop it into an 8-bar section with automation. Then check it with the bass and kick playing. If the snare still anchors the groove, the change is clear and the break feels more dangerous, more adaptable, and more track ready, you've done the job. That's the move. Tighten the amen. Keep the character and make it perform.